This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before we dive into this week's episode, let me just remind everybody who wants to play along with our Bachelor in Paradise bracket on Batch Bracket, and those of you who are already participating, you can head to http://bip.batchbracket.com. That is bip.batchbracket.com. And you can make your wagers with us this week. The rule of the week this week for us is plus 10 points if a contestant is seen working out or exercising in this episode.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
All right, guys. Hello and welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. This is the recap of episode. Man, what episode are we on?
Well, I guess I always do second episode of the week.
The second episode of the week. Thank God. Tuesday. Yeah,
praise you for keeping track.
The Tuesday, September 7th episode. And the voice that you hear on the other end is not Ben Higgins. You guys, if you've been following along, he actually had his ACL surgery today. Filling in for him is Derek Paith. Oh my God, he's the perfect guest host today.
What's up, Ash? Is it Ash? Do we say Ash?
Yeah, I prefer that actually from people. I feel like that means really? That they have like a sense of comfort with me.
There we go. I got to feel comfortable today. That was my poor Ben Higgins impression then. I won't do it again. I'll just be me.
Oh my God, because he does call me Ash. Is that what you mean? Yeah. Yes. That's funny. Okay. Well, I think that you're the perfect person for this for a specific reason. Do you have any idea why?
I have been triggered many times watching the season. So I say that, you know, mostly jokingly, but like, first of all, this has been an amazing season. Yes. I'm just going to say that generally. I haven't talked on like any podcast or whatever about it. So like, excuse me if I go over some little things that have happened before as like, yeah, but I mean, this season has had the most like pre-arranged kind of things, which, you know, we don't know if or what happened in my season, which was just last season, I guess. But I feel like some of that happened as well to me. And so it's been like, oh my God, I feel everyone's pain that's on the like receiving end of that, you know?
Do you remember, I always bring this up, like back during season two, Joe Bailey and Samantha Stephan never spoke on the phone. All they did was DM or like text or something. And it was the biggest controversy. So that was the beginning. And now we have people going on that are in full-blown relationships. Yes, you're right, though. I think that you're the perfect guest because you are kind of the victim of somebody who was, who had a relationship back at home. Yes. Yeah. And that was Demi. It's really no secret that Demi was very much in a relationship with Christian.
Oh my gosh. Christian. Yeah.
Back during your season, and you were the guy that she led on sort of in waiting for her to arrive. So
So I gotta hand it to Demi in some ways. Like, I feel like people, so okay, I'm going to give you, this is just off the top of my head now. So, and this isn't even because like I know Demi or whatever, but I feel like what Demi did emboldened all these people, because exactly what you said, like, I remember when Joe got like crucified for just having talked to, I mean, he was also kind of a,
no, I mean, I love Joe. Well. I love Joe Bailey. Okay.
I mean, like on the show, he was like, he had
some behind the scenes, or some moments where he thought they were behind the scenes, very much like Brendan, right, yeah. You know, like he was saying things.
Mic'd, exactly.
Mic'd, thinking that like, because there wasn't a camera directly in his face, that it wasn't somewhere being recorded.
Oh God, that's exactly, I feel like it's just America's Dumbest Criminals, but like the paradise version. There's so many people who think they're going to get away with so many things. But so like, we saw that there's like other versions of, after like Joe basically, you know, being hung out to dry that happened. And then I think because people saw Demi get like so much love for the way that the like relationship unraveled during like Paradise, mm-hmm. they just must have been completely emboldened and not realize that this was like the number one no-no in the show is don't come on and lie to the audience. Like that is, you're basically like gaslighting millions of people and expecting it to turn out fine, you know? So the reason why I say I think Demi's was like a little bit different, because frankly, she actually did come and say like, hey, I was in a relationship with the girl before and Like I did leave that kind of up in the air. And so she did honestly. And my response, right, was like, well, as long as that's there and I'm here, then I'm okay with that. But then it came there and like, I mean, frankly, I left not long after. It's very, very hard to sit there and watch that. So that's why I'm saying like, I'm on the receiving end for a lot of these people who have kind of been through it and had to watch that. And I can say without a doubt, that is so hard because it's not like normal life where you can walk away and like find your own space. No, everything is there. You understand that too, because there's somebody who you were very much in love with and you had to watch it. And I think we both shed some tears over that kind of a scenario.
Oh my gosh. Yes. We were talking about that yesterday with Joe and Kendall, because it's like moving on is one thing. Oh, yeah. But moving on when you have the direct comparison of the person that you're trying to move on from in front of you is just pretty much impossible. Well, you must have been feeling a lot of irony watching this episode, seeing Demi get annoyed at at the whole Chris and how do you say that girl's name?
I know. I wrote it down. Alana. I had to write it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I actually, Saffron looked it up for me because I was like, I don't know what everybody's saying it differently. Mm-hmm. I thought it was Atlanta at first.
I heard that as well.
I've heard people that name that. So I didn't think it was that crazy. But anyway.
Alana. Alana and Chris. And she's all like, yeah, get out. This is so unfair.
Yeah. That's not been a good look for her. I feel like everyone's calling her out for that. I had my one tweet about it. I did make one, you know, somebody had a funny gym face about kind of the hypocrisy there. And so, like, I mean, other than in the end, like Demi and I wouldn't have been right for each other. Yeah. So like, it is what it is, you know, and we've become friends because of that. But, you know, you gotta call your friends out sometimes when they're being ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Totally. All right. Well, speaking of you like not working out with Demi, let's talk about where you are in your life right now before we go through the rest of the episode. So you are engaged to your fiance, Saffron. Do you guys have a date?
Yeah. We don't yet. So I'll say this. First of all, this is now an international show. I'm recording from London, England.
Oh, that explains her beautiful voice in the background earlier.
Yeah, exactly. So it's 8 p.m. here. Recording, but it's so hard. Like, things just open up, rules just open up between the countries, so we kind of want to shoot for something next June, but like we've been saying that now for 5 months and it's just so hard to plan like internationally, because we are going to do it here in England, and it's just so hard to plan like with all of the changing rules internationally. But I mean, very happily engaged. We met actually with Charlene from The Bachelor. I was eating dinner with Charlene and Andy, and she was just sitting at a table next to us at dinner. And then we ended up, you know, going on some dates, and just really quickly, you know, coronavirus forced us to start living together 2 months in. And that, you know, put the fast forward on literally everything, because we're just living together very quickly.
Wow, that's a crazy story. She's just sitting at the other table and you're like, that girl's cute, I have to talk to her. And then did you like have a line or something where you just like, we're like, hi, person next to us?
I was actually, so I did not. I was a total wuss with that. But in my defense, I had like a date that was meeting us later that night. And I just like, I couldn't get myself to be like, I'm going on another, like meeting someone else. I'm going to go ask this girl like for her number or whatever. And so I couldn't do it. So luckily one of her friends had like watched the show. She had just moved to New York 3 days earlier. So she like, they don't watch The Bachelor or anything in England. She knew nothing about, but luckily one of them knew who I was. And as they were drinking later, they did send me a DM, and I was very excited because it was the girl that I had been staring at.
Oh my gosh.
For like our whole dinner. Yeah. And so then ended things with the other person and decided to go out with Saffron very quickly.
That is a great story.
Like 2 days later, I think.
I love when stories like, when Bachelor alum or whatnot, when they don't meet their significant other through the show, but like if it weren't for them being on the show, who knows what would have happened?
Yeah. That's what I say too about it. It's like, if I wouldn't, you like, people can make any jokes all they want, but now I've got my, you know, future wife because of it.
So does she know what went down with you on these seasons that you've been on?
She went back. So what she told me was, before she went on the date, she didn't want to see any or hear anything from her friends. She basically was like, no, I don't want to hear it. You know, like, I don't want to prejudge anything. And then afterwards, when she was like, yes, I want to date him, then she went and double checked to make sure there wasn't anything sketchy out there.
how does she feel that, that you were engaged before on the show?
You know what? She was like weirdly very okay with it. I don't know. I think that she just like understood that, you know, some things don't work out. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, it was kind of like, you only know so much about somebody in such a short window. And you know, as well as I do, making that decision so fast on the show is like, it's crazy. Yeah. It is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like we kind of talk about it like it's like, are they going to get engaged? But that is incredibly fast. And so there's no wonder why like so many engagements are that happen on the show, and why engagements that maybe happen off the show or like at a later date end up, you know, like you and Jared, working out in a much more healthy way.
Thank you. Like Adam and Raven too. Kevin and Astrid. Those are all people who waited.
Yeah, they just left as, you know, in a relationship or with each other. Yeah.
Did you at all feel like being engaged prior took away from like this proposal? Like you had to get down on one knee twice. Just a reminder to the audience that you were engaged to Taylor Nolan beforehand.
Wow. Really going. I think I should have pre-written some tough interview questions, because I know how tough you love to get on this. It didn't water it down for me. No, because this is the woman that's going to be my wife. You know, like I know that. And I wasn't thinking at all about anybody else, you know, at that point.
That's good. That's kind of like, do you kind of consider it like not a real engagement? Like, does that sound horrible? The one that you had prior?
You know, I'm going to say, while you're doing it, it's horrible if you consider it not a real engagement. Like, you need to feel like it's real. You should. I've talked to people about that before that have like kind of gone through that process and then ended it, and they've said that they felt like it wasn't real. And then that made like everything else feel not real. Like they were just acting in their whole life. And so I don't know if you like make yourself believe it more, or you like, you know, through it. But I always felt like, no, I am like, I'm making this real life, you know. But I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm an honest, normal person. I think as you like get further away from it, it becomes easier to be like, ooh, you know what? Like, there was a lot of pressure around me from other people to do that, whether it's people on social media or like, you know, other cast members or like producers, whatever it is. Like, it's not hidden that there's pressure to,
right?
You know, normally in your normal life, there's not somebody who's like, hey, you want to take this ring and go?
Yeah.
That's not a normal thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is not some hidden secret. So
no, I asked just because there are like so many couples that get engaged at the end of like the main show, Bachelorette. And they're like, you know, yeah, I have a ring on my finger, but we're dating now, you know?
See, I think that's a sign that it's the end.
Yeah.
I think if you're, then why did you take the ring? Like, why didn't you have that conversation with somebody that's like, look, I just want to date you, you know? I think people would respect that more. So I'm going to spin this back around.
Okay.
out of an interview of Derek and back to the show. But that's where it's like, I think if you're pretending to be someone on TV and you're pretending and your real life is different, like, that's a recipe for disaster. Mm-hmm. And that's like exactly what's happening with all these people, you know? Cause I tried to write them all down. So Brendan and Piper.
You did a great job switching acting. This because I was literally going to bring it to this. Like, who the heck could actually get engaged at the end of this? All right. So.
Oh, yeah. But I'm with you on that. Who I'm not seeing anybody who I'm going, this would make sense right now.
Guys, audience, I think that there might be like 7 days left right now.
You might be right.
7 days-ish until these people are supposed to get down on one knee.
Yeah, I wonder if that's why they're spreading them out to be one episode each week to make us feel like it's more realistic. I mean, I will say Joe and what's her Serena. Name? Abigail, right?
Joe and Serena.
Oh, Serena. Sorry. Yeah, Serena. That's right. I didn't write anything down because they weren't in this episode and I always forget her name. But they, I know that like everything happened with Kendall and that that's like a hit to, it could be like a hit to that. But frankly, they've been, I think, the most like, you know, close
I agree
throughout it. And that could maybe bring them closer.
They seem good.
That might be the only one that I can see.
They seem good, but do they seem that strong? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because just the last time we like really saw them interact, well, I guess they were talking about Kendall. But before that, they were talking about like how they spell your last name. It just, I just feel like we haven't seen enough of that. But I also feel like we were left almost on a cliffhanger with Joe and Kendall. They opened the whole week, right? Like, this is the storyline that we've all been waiting for. And then we get 10, 15 minutes, and you're thinking, oh, it's going to definitely be brought up again on Tuesday's episode. Nothing. Right, we basically go 4 hours without any more Joe and Kendall stuff. We're going into, like, this coming Monday will be a rose ceremony. So, like, what?
But also, how is Kendall going to still be
there? She won't.
There?
My thought is that she's probably going to have another serious conversation with him during the rose ceremony cocktail hour thing, or like 7 hours, you know, it's not exactly cocktail hour. And then,
especially Paradise, those things go until what, like 6 a.m. in Paradise?
Seriously, we were in the rose palapa to like 4:30. Then I feel like they're going to have this thing where he's going to be like, no, I don't think there's anything here for us to continue to explore. Yes. And then she's just going to go home. This is my theory.
But she's not talking to anybody. And like, it's the next episode.
That's why I want to know, like, are you guys actually talking? Because like, I want you guys to like fully get this out. You know, this is your last chance. You need to like exhaust all options here.
I know that like Ben probably will hate listening to this if he does. Ben, listen to this while you're recovering from your knee surgery. check up on me. I miss you, by the way. I need to text you. Oops. So I want to just skip ahead since we're talking about Joe to how amazingly like a like Chicago gangster Joe was.
Oh my gosh. I was gonna say it was the mafia between Riley and him. Mob, and I'm like, Joe, you
Riley's
are
his mobster,
being a stereotype, and you're so good and funny right now.
Oh yeah, was Riley was his mafia lawyer.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah, because he's a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
And you, like when I explained that to Saffron, she was like, oh. Yes, that makes total sense now. Because she was like, why is he getting involved in that? And I was like, oh, he's a lawyer. So we know that he's like very practiced in that. But I wrote down what Joe wrote and he just kept being like, I think he's got to go.
You sounded like him when he said that.
I can't help it. But I feel like I thought Polly was going to have to come down and take this Chris dude out of here.
Okay, we're going to have to talk about Chris in a little while. You guys, this has been really fun so far, but we have to take a break and then we'll dive into the episode in more of a chronological order. Be right back.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that's so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you feel like you just need to get something off your chest, whether it's work, family, relationships, we all carry around different stressors all day, big and small. When we bottle up those stressors, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's been weighing you down.
Therapy's always been a benefit in my life. It's something that my wife and I do as a couple. It's also something I do personally. If nothing else, it's a great place to just release whatever is going on internally. It's a place where you can feel less alone. Therapy allows you to be the best version of yourself, which obviously life is short.
And so the more we can be the better versions of ourselves, the better this whole thing is for us and the people around us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost.
All right, guys, we have special guests on the line. Her name is Erin. She's a commentator for The Ultimate Surfer, which is the show that follows The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise on ABC. And tonight, we have some special Bachelor alums making an appearance. So, hello, Erin. So good to have you on here.
Hi, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, what is Mike Johnson and Hannah Ann Sluice? What are they doing on the show tonight?
So each and every week, we like to just make it nice and difficult for our competitive surfers that are competing for the chance to be crowned the ultimate surfer. And we like to throw in some, you know, complications and see how you can handle things on the fly. And tonight's episode, you can check out. We are going to give them an opportunity to teach, to be the teacher, and see if they can teach Mike and Hannah how to surf. And Hannah and Mike will, I don't know if it's giving a rose, because I actually didn't get to see this part, which I heard was absolutely super fun and incredible. I didn't get to be there on set. I was doing my own thing, but they basically crown who they believe is the best teacher. And I don't know if you guys have been able to surf or if you've attempted to. I tried. It's hard.
I've tried before. I'm laughing already at the idea of Mike trying to surf because I know how tall he is. And it is, the taller you are, very, very, very hard to stand up.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why, you know, I feel like being a teacher of surfing isn't as easy as it looks. And so, you know, like if you were to look at me and try to surf, I might be a cat on a surfboard, no joke. And so you may see that today when it comes to Mike and Hannah, because picking up surfing is really, really hard. So you're going to get some good entertainment. I think when you watch tonight's show, especially for Bachelor Nation, that's for sure.
Why did you guys select the two of them out of all Bachelor alum to learn how to surf on TV?
Well, I mean, maybe they volunteered. I don't know how they got to be the lucky ones, but the good news is I think they're inexperienced. And so that was definitely what we wanted to portray to the fan that's tuning in is an overall sense of appreciation that maybe it looks easy, but when it comes down to it, it's really hard. And so I think that that's what you're going to get, a fun little dose of understanding how challenging it really is to get on a surfboard. And if you guys at home have never tried, take a board, get out on the water and attempt. It is not easy for me. And, you know, I'm from SoCal. I grew up surfing during the summers, and it's embarrassing if you try to get me on a surfboard. So I think that they were just up for the challenge and they were the lucky ones. Let's be honest.
Very interesting. No, I'm not doubting how hard it would be. I can't even get on like a boogie board in a pool. So,
yeah.
Okay. So where are we in the season right now? Is it easy to catch up? Can people who are watching Bachelor in Paradise tonight easily just go in and start watching The Ultimate Surfer?
Yes. Tonight is episode 6. So we have, including tonight, 3 more episodes. Okay. And everybody that I've talked to, for whatever reason, they just feel like it sucks them in from the beginning and the surfing has gotten better and better. So if you're kind of into alliances, there's a little backstabbing, you see some strategy. And of course, it's perfect for Bachelor Nation, who are already tuned into Bachelor in Paradise, to kind of just get into another surf show, which I feel like is so great because it's truly like escapism at its finest. It's like beautiful people on surfboards, wiping out, surfing incredible. And then you're going to get a great little surprise with Bachelor Nation for Hannah and Mike tonight. So tune in tonight, 10, 9 Central on ABC. Or if you guys want to catch up on the entirety of the season, check out Hulu because we're streaming there and you can get all the other episodes that have aired so far.
I got a question on Instagram last week. Somebody asked, why does nobody get into the water in Paradise? It looks like nobody's out there swimming. And I said, because there is an extreme undertow. It's really scary. I got sucked in there before. Derek, did you experience that at all?
We had one person, and I don't remember who it was because it was like a while back, but the first season I was on Paradise, they actually do have some surfboards there. And he had snagged it before the lifeguards who were there could notice and went out and was just kind of like paddling around. And the undertow suddenly took him out about, I'm not kidding, like probably 75 yards out there, like
so
past.
Yeah.
And he was not sure how to handle that. So they did have to go and like pull him in and save him. So, I mean, I think that would have been the first unseen bachelor attempting to surf. So I'm sure it's going to be, that was unseen. I'm sure that it's going to be very fun. And, you know, a good reminder to see some bachelor people on, actually attempt with some good professional teachers who know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Aaron, do you see that at all? Like, is there any danger scare moments?
Yeah, well, you know, it's really interesting. So I interviewed the CEO of the World Surf League last night before episode 5, Eric Logan, and he brought up a really interesting point. The show is surfed at the surf ranch, and it's not on the North Shore of Oahu, where let's say, you know, a leg of the championship tour is on. Pipeline, as he had mentioned, is incredibly dangerous for these surfers who haven't surfed before. So exactly what you're saying, Ash, that the undertow is just dangerous. And maybe Bachelor in Paradise doesn't want to, you know, come out and be rescued by some lifeguard with a buoy. Maybe he or she just doesn't want to face that reality because it really is challenging. And that's why we ended up having the show at the surf ranch, because it's a little bit safer. It's waves on demand. And, you know, it's a little bit, I think the competition, it levels the playing field. So everybody sort of gets the exact same wave as opposed to, like you said, in the ocean where it is actually really dangerous.
Sounds like the perfect mashup, for whoever DM'd you that.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much, Aaron, for coming on. And you guys out there, it's after Bachelor in Paradise tonight. 3 more episodes left of The Ultimate Surfer on ABC. Thank you, Aaron.
Bye, you guys. Thank you for having me.
Bye. Thank you so much.
All right. Take it easy. See you later.
You too. Bye.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. you cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to, hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns, ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. So we'll get into the Chris. The Chris drama is what dominates this entire episode. But at first we have our new host walk into the room. And that is Titus Burgess. Am I saying that right? Because he said multiple times, it sounded like he was saying tight ass.
Well, he was singing everything as well. Yeah. He would probably appreciate that.
I know. I was like, is he trying to make a pun on his name? And it's a tight ass party?
Tight ass party.
It's a
exactly.
Tight ass party. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I did hear him say Titus. That. You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is a pun. Okay. We found the Easter egg.
All right. So he kind of announces that there's going to be this VIP party.
Yeah.
And the people who are invited are Becca, Aaron, Noah, Abigail, Kenny, Jasenia, Chris, Deandra, Riley, James, Thomas, and Demi. And at first, I'm like, this is a lame invite list because, like, these people are either coupled up or they're so strongly coupled up with somebody back at home that nothing's going to happen. But we were wrong because Chris obviously was dating somebody at home named Alea.
Yeah. We had, Alea was there too. Elena. That was very confusing. They were both
there. That
was
very confusing. Alea and yes. Elena. And it's almost as if they didn't even announce Elena. She really went under the radar. There was McKenna who also showed up, and so did Chelsea. Best guess is that Elena and yes. McKenna both aren't even going to make further appearances.
Yeah.
I think it's just the two.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think it's just the two. Well, this is like, so when JPJ decided to make a...
Oh my God, I forgot all about this. Thing.
Yeah, you were there. I think I was talking to you guys when that started, actually.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. But when all that... So that was like a similar thing, you know, they had like a bunch of people come and it wasn't like explicitly said, but then a few people did come back to like Paradise because of this. And they made it like more explicit. I think, you know, as well as I do, like I would be interested to know, first of all, what kind of music and stuff. It was weird to see them at this party, like dancing and whatever, but there's like not the energy that usually is there from going out. Cause it's just like this small group of people. I can feel that being really uncomfortable, but it is awesome to leave when you've been stuck there for like 2 weeks. So I think people like, they know that the second that people leave and they introduce new people, it's like a recipe for people to just forget about whoever was at the beach.
It's very much like the wedding when you guys went to Crystal and Chris's wedding, because you're getting a different environment that already gives you some sort of like different mentality.
Totally.
And then, a party atmosphere. So guys, we see that Chris sees Elena, and like all of a sudden everything is like done with him and Jesenia. And it is the weirdest thing ever, because he literally makes out with her in what seems to be like 5 minutes after she walks in, with just total disregard to Jesenia.
Complete. Gosh, I felt so bad when she saw that. But then the other thing is, they were not hiding anything.
No.
How, like, that was so much lack of even just social awareness. Who does that just in front of? We already have to like remove some barriers, of course, because you're on the show, and like, yeah, when you kiss somebody, there's camera and stuff. But like that much lack of awareness, where everybody else is sitting there watching you, it seemed like incredibly weird.
Disregard, like just like so emotionally reckless.
Reckless is right on both their parts too, not just like Chris. But what did we expect though? What did Jesenia expect from Mr. Smokebro?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, and also, I'm sorry to throw this out there. I feel like this is like something that people are probably going to forget pretty quickly or have forgotten. But Jesenia kind of did this to Ivan just now. Like
That's a good point.
She's coming in hot, but I think like there's a lot of I'm the victim going on, because then later on Tammy kind of does the same thing. Uh-huh. But these people kind of have what's her name? Mari kind of dug her own grave as well. Like there's a lot of people here who have just like not been thinking about two steps ahead.
Yeah, the karma kind of comes back around for these people.
Yeah, like I do think,
if you want to call it karma, I mean, like you can't help where your heart leads you, but.
Well, all right, Chris. That sounds like something Chris wrote to say on this episode. He kept talking about that.
Yeah, My heart is leading me. You can do it with tact and like and you know respect and all that. Which Jesenia did it with more respect back when 100%. She did it to Ivan. However, at the end of the day, it's not that much different.
Yeah, I'm giving Jesenia did this much more tactfully than Chris, but I gotta say that we need some people looking in the mirror here a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good job pointing that out. Back at the beach, we see like Tammy's freaking out because she's like, what if Thomas meets somebody there?
Yeah.
And everybody has a general sense of anxiety, understandably.
Especially when then Jasenia came back, though, and said yes. Then, like, Marissa was breaking down, too. Nobody was feeling very secure.
No. And I can just see in Tammy's face when she saw Jasenia come down, because Jasenia's like, there's a girl. And then, like, you could tell Tammy's like, what girl? Tell me everything. I'm supposed to care about you right now. I know you're really upset, but, like, I'm really, really worried about myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So then the next day, we have that Mari and Kenny conversation where they kind of say to each other, let's just revamp this. It's back to the two of us. I was really scared because I like you so much. I've never had feelings like this before. They both say that they've never felt these feelings before. Mm-hmm. And I mean, do you buy it? I guess. I don't feel it.
Yes. No, first of all, after what I just said about like that a lot of people dug their own grave, what show did Mari think she was going on? Because her timing before, and this is, I know like you guys have talked about this already, but her
timing. The rose timing? Because
why would you time, I don't know if I want to be with you, when you aren't capable of like seeing anybody new?
When nobody already asked you on a date, it's like nobody's shown any interest and you haven't shown any interest. So why are you ending this now? Well, I was confused with that with Abigail and Noah too. I'm like, it totally seems like it's going great. Why are you ending this now? And then again, they rekindled.
Yeah. And yeah, they definitely did. I mean, we don't see much of them. So no. I guess
not, you know, I don't think they're hot and heavy.
Yeah, I feel like they aren't either. I mean, Kenny, I feel like clearly loves to be in the, he's like one of those guys that doesn't cause the drama, but he clearly loves to be involved in it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, there's gotta be a reason. I'm sorry, but he's like 40 and not been in a relationship and a boy band manager.
Yeah.
Being involved in a lot of drama seems like, let's write that on his card as well. Like he definitely, most guys wouldn't be like, oh, you're not into me. Let me go sleep with another girl who's living in the same room as you. You know, what a decision to make. So, I mean, they're reconciling. I don't think this goes anywhere, but good for him for maybe choosing someone who's like, he cares about a little bit more. I don't know.
Do you think that Mari has any idea that Demi and him had sex?
Ooh, I don't know. That's right. She hasn't talked about that.
No.
Ooh, that could be a bomb.
That could be a bomb that doesn't happen until like after the show's over and he has to tell her.
Ooh, that's like the reunion show kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Mari's talking like someone who knows that. I think you're right.
I know. Okay. Well, then we get to the point where Demi basically says, how are you breaking up with me? She's so mean. She's so snotty. She's the meanest ever. And you had sex with me.
Yeah. Demi has an ego problem. We know that.
We do. I mean, it's her entire reaction to everything this season has been because of a bruised ego, I feel. She's astonished at the fact that, like, maybe she's not somebody's top choice.
Yeah, she is definitely not used to hearing no. Like, we can see that. I couldn't say no.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not better than any of this, but she went in hard. I'm just like, this was surprising me that she went in so hard on Mari instead of just like being more real with Kenny. Like, she definitely completely made sure that there was no chance with Kenny. You know what I mean? Like, going that route is, I don't know that he even was 100% sure yet, but I think she like settled it that he was, for him at least, that he was making the right decision.
Yeah. She's like, I'm so much fun. Ah, how can you not want to be with me? It was just funny. I'm like, Demi, you have so many sides to you. And sometimes
she really does.
I'm like, this is, Ben and I talked about this yesterday, But I'm like, I feel like you present yourself as such a tough cookie that you shouldn't even let this bother you. And I can't believe you're letting a guy like Kenny get to you.
Yeah. I think Demi's one of those people, and this is why, like, she can seem so chaotic on the show. Cause like, I do think we try to put everybody in a box, and let's be frank, like most of us fit in a box, but I think she's one of the people that can't be like put in a box. And so that's why she confuses a lot of people when you're watching.
Cause you don't think that she'd come across as desperate, but there were multiple times where she comes across as desperate because she was like, let's go to the Boom Boom Room. And I was like, oh my God, cringe, cringe, cringe. And then the next morning she was like, I think I should go to the Boom Boom Room again. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. And then she cries about feeling being so desperate because she realizes how desperate she was.
Well, at least she's self-aware in those moments. And I like that. Hey, that's fun.
That's true. Well, so then Alana actually comes in, right?
Can we talk about Alana and the fact that she doesn't seem like she has a brain up there?
I don't, again, who have these people watched this show? She seems to not have any clue like what is happening or what's going on.
One, she just seems like she has a spacey personality. Two, the fact that they ever thought that this plan was going to work in their favor is just demented. Like,
I mean, I hate to say it. I'm going to say this. There's a very clear, I think we've seen this before too. There's a very clear distinction between like people who maybe left night one or night two, who didn't really ever get their chance on like The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And that they kind of, they put this bravado out there in their own lives. Like, oh, I was on the show. And then they come back to paradise and it's so clear like they just totally screw it up because they're coming in with that same kind of like cockiness almost, and all of these other people have been there too, and it's like, bro, why are you talking like you're special? We also were on the show, and we, you know what I mean, like it's almost as if they're like a little bit embarrassed and then they come in to try and like put this out there. I think both of them came in with that almost like overconfident, especially thinking that they could get this over on the producers who know everything.
It's almost like it was like a reaction of being insecure though. So like you're saying it's like over cocky. It's being, you know, cocky, but at the same time, I think it's out like of insecurity.
Yeah. 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 It's a response. I think you're right. I think you're right.
So, okay. It just seems odd. They never admit it. Unlike Brendan and Piper, we don't have any sound bites of them being like, can you believe how many follows I got after the Us Weekly article and like all that. We don't have proof that they actually got together prior to the show for followers, but they also don't really deny it at all.
Right. Yeah, they're not really like, that's not, especially when Joe and Riley are like going in hard on Chris later. They're not
beating around the bush.
Yeah, they're not, he's not saying, no, I didn't do that. Cause I think that he knows, I think at that point he's like, oh, shit. And Riley even brought up the DMs. I think at that point he's like, oh no, who has what? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you see it on his face. And I really think that's why he's like, I do need to leave. Like I need to cut my losses because they got me. They caught me.
Well, Jesenia makes a point to say that Alea was there when Chris and her initially met in San Diego. So it sounds like there was like this meetup in San Diego where Jesenia met Chris. And then the only other girl there that was flirting with him as well was Alea. And then, but Jesenia felt like she had the upper hand on that. She said that Alea was seeming desperate. So I guess it was a turn of events for her to see that obviously he didn't think that she was being desperate. And it looks as if they had hung out multiple times since that group hangout.
I didn't look this up. Do you know where Jesenia lives?
No, but I know that she was at that San Diego hangout.
Yeah, I know that too. I want to know who lives where now, but because I feel like that's a big part. That could be a big part of like, did Chris and Alana like were they hanging out and nobody really knew because they just live close and we're doing it under like wraps kind of? Do you know what I'm saying? And is Jasenia living somewhere else? Like,
I think Jasenia is living somewhere else. I don't think Jasenia is from San Diego. Yeah.
No. I mean, look, there's a lot of conjecture here. We're like guessing at a lot of things, but I do think that Chris and Alana, as we watched their date, it was like one of the cringiest things you could ever see, because I do think that they were like saying what they thought bachelor people should say.
Yeah. It was so cringy. The whole kiss position was also cringy. She just seemed like she had nothing to say. It made me feel so awkward. And just to backtrack to the party again, if they did have this grand scheme and they planned it out, why not plan it to be a little bit more natural seeming?
Yeah.
Have a flirty conversation, show a little interest, but also give Jasenia a good part of your attention that night. And then you know that they're going to put Alea back into paradise and you can say yes to a date without it being so obvious that there was something prior.
Yeah, you're so right. I didn't even think about that, but there was no like, here's why I like her. They went straight like tongue and throat connected. That was it.
Wild.
Yeah, you're so right.
Two little things left to touch on, because we did sort of already talk about the showdown between the mob and Chris and them scaring them out of paradise. Aaron and Chelsea go on a date. So now Aaron was, he was kind of talking to Becca, but not so much. And now Becca goes on a date with Thomas and they hit it off. So there's not really any messing of the triangles there, except for the fact that Tammy and Thomas are now looking like they're over.
Right. Yeah, completely. Exactly. But I will say, I think it was a bold move. That's a bold move by Chelsea to be like, who are you seeing? Oh, the former bachelorette. I'm going to take you on a date. Like, I guess
I know,
you know, good for you, but that takes some guts, because their date really wasn't that, like, there's not much to talk about really with it, I would say.
No, their date was not much to talk about. Right? They definitely like each other more than Aaron and Becca liked each other. I didn't think that Aaron and Becca were ever going to be a thing. It just didn't make sense. It'll be interesting to see what becomes of Becca and Thomas, though, because I still don't feel like there's a lot of time to really get serious.
That was like a golden date move, whoever drew that card up. Because, I mean, I just mean, like, it did look like Becca may not be around based on how things were going.
Yes, and she needed that door to open.
She definitely did. And, like, Thomas, I think, he had been hated on so much. He was not going to, you know, like, I think he had reserved, put his tail between his legs and was like gonna stay with Tammy and then they just wouldn't be together. But I think he was like, I'm gonna enjoy the screen time, but not tip any apple carts. But he couldn't say no to that.
Right. No, not at all. And I don't even think he looks bad going on the date with Becca, because he and Tammy just seem like people who were like making out and having fun. We were never consider them a strong couple.
No.
Interesting that we're not seeing a lot of Tia, which kind of disappoints me. I think Tia is very interesting, fun to watch. Yeah,
she always, like, she gets fun after like two drinks and says some. she and Raven both, we know they're friends. After two drinks, they've got like some Southern saying that nobody's ever heard before. And I do want, like, amidst all this drama, it is nice to have some lightheartedness. And I do hope, that comes back. I hope we've got some lightheartedness. Me in the too. Future.
Me too.
Yeah.
And then, so let's talk about how Chris and Alea are basically kicked out of paradise. They intimidate them enough to be like, you know, we know that you came here together.
We know where you live. We know what bunk you sleep in.
Yeah. So get out of here.
You better watch out in the middle of the night.
And you know, this was the grand plan, because Jasenia was like, can we vote them off the island? Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be the first time where, like, the cast freaks somebody out in order to have them leave. And I wonder if this is Wells kept teasing, like there was something that we had never gonna, that we have never seen before in Paradise that we were gonna see this season.
Like getting forced out?
Yeah. Like, is that it?
Maybe it is. This is like, I mean, look, actually, this just came to me. Joe's been looking like he's on Survivor the whole time. He might have been watching too much, and he's going to merge the two shows, I guess, for us. I don't know. I mean, look, I don't see how people lay off of Brendan like after this, especially with some of the things he specifically has said. Like Piper is not out of it, but like he has said he has gone down that hole of blaming other people.
We're going to talk about that and some statistics that prove it right after this break.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that's so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Okay, so we are talking about how Brendan is just never going to seemingly recover from this because he just said too many outrageous things on Monday night's episode. And I'm going to pull up my Bachelor data profile here yes. on Instagram. We had this girl who runs the Instagram, Bachelor Data, on the podcast, I think back in May. And the stats from today are absolutely unbelievable. Well, it's actually quite believable, but it's believable and unbelievable at the same time.
Especially, because Bachelor Nation
really, yeah.
Perfect karma for people who clearly were trying to get more followers.
I know. Like, it's crazy how many people got on their phones last night. And I was like, okay, I am going to unfollow these people who just came here for followers. 37,000 so far have unfollowed Brendan. He's now below the amount of followers that he even entered Paradise with.
Oh, he is.
Yes, he has now downgraded himself to like post Bachelorette numbers. Then we have Piper, who doesn't seem as affected. She looks like she dropped 4,000 overnight. So it's not sizable, but like compared to her following, it's sizable because she has less than 100,000 to begin with. Brendan had about 330,000 followers to begin with. Mm-hmm. All right. But the biggest jump of the night was Natasha, who gained in the past less than 24 hours, 104,000 followers. And it's funny because I started following Natasha last night. And I went to go unfollow Brendan, and I realized I was never following Brendan.
Oh, there you go. As it should yeah. be, though, because you should not. If this is your goal, come on.
Yeah.
You know, like the number one sin, it's like perfect, you know, circling back. Like the number one sin on the show is just lying when clearly everyone knows you're lying, mm-hmm. you know, like it's so hard to cover this up. Everybody had already seen some of these articles and things. This was not mm-hmm. something that they were going to skillfully be able to sweep under the covers, you know?
No.
And Brendan really set himself up for some, you know, well-due response by just saying all the things he said to Natasha. I know you guys already covered this, but like yeah. as it should be. Good work, Bachelor Nation.
He does poke fun at himself on his most recent Instagram, which was a teaser for last night's episode. It says here for the wrong reasons. So at least he's able to sort of laugh at himself.
I don't know if I call it that.
I don't know.
I call that doubling down. That's doubling down.
Yeah, okay. okay, well, so I think the big question here is why were Chris and Alea kicked out, peer pressured out, and as Natasha brings up at the end of the episode, nobody's trying to kick out Piper and yeah. Brendan. Is it because Brendan was like their boy and he was around since the very beginning?
I know.
They created too much of a relationship to be that mad.
I mean, a lot of hypocrisy there. She's definitely right. Yeah. And
I hope we see something.
And I think even more so, I do too, because I think even more so with the secret mic'd up conversation that we saw that they didn't realize. Like the other people didn't know that they had that conversation. And now that we know it.
That's true. Because if you followed everybody on Twitter yesterday, there was people like Tammy and Demi. Everybody was like freaking out, saying jaw on the ground because they had never seen that mic'd up conversation. So see, they probably didn't think it was as bad as we, the audience, thought finding out about their little scheme. Mm-hmm. Because as the audience, we think that their scheme is worse than the Chris and Alea scheme.
Totally. Yeah, because they're just really bad, cheesy actors. But like the other thing, there is the receipts nobody had to go looking for. They dropped them.
More evil.
Yeah, they dropped them right in front of the cameras for us.
so crazy. All right, well, we have some Bachelor headlines. Our first one is, I'm glad we're clearing this up. Grocery Store Joe Amable clarifies whether or not he and Kendall Long were engaged. So many cast members said like, oh, his ex-fiance. You guys, they were never engaged. He said this week on social media, I was not engaged. And
I thought that was weird that people thought that.
They kept going.
Yeah,
with
yeah. It. I mean, good. Keep it in.
Yeah, they were together. Together, but for a long time. It was a serious enough relationship where I think they could have gotten engaged, but they were not. Ooh, Grocery Store Joe also just liked some tweets calling out his ex, Kendall Long.
Oh.
This is interesting. I know. Okay.
I think that was Mafia Store Joe.
Mafia Joe. Yeah.
Grocery Store Joe is always just the front.
Okay, so here are the tweets that he liked.
Give them to me.
That hey butthead line made me want to cut my eyeballs and ears off. And again, I'm team Thomas and team Joe and Serena are a beautiful couple. Okay. So they're not really harsh, but they're obvious points to the fact that Kendall and Joe are not together.
Yeah. I think he should have been annoyed that she showed up and was like stirring the pot. I think kind of unnecessarily, you know, because like I can see as a viewer now, the fact that we're not seeing her like try to or like connect with anybody, it kind of makes it almost more annoying. Like that ex who just decides to force a conversation on you that doesn't necessarily like need to be had. I don't know. I could see being annoyed by that. So
I see both of like, I see frustrations on all of their sides. I see like everything from the Joe and Kendall storyline from multiple sides. I just feel very invested in there. And like, there's too much emotion for me to even like really pick it apart.
Yeah. I'm not saying this to like blame Kendall, by the way.
No.
Yeah. I'm just saying I get his frustration with liking one tweet like that.
Oh yeah. Of course. That makes sense. That's fine. And nobody ever thinks that they're going to like have people look at their favorited tweets.
Yeah.
Even though we should think that people are going to do that.
That's like the next after Bachelor data. That's going to be the next, like what tweets did Bachelor people like.
I got scared to like anything for a while because I don't want people overanalyzing anything. And our last Bachelor headline is Kelly Flanagan shares a health update amidst Lyme disease battle. She said, I wanted to pop in and thank every single one of you that has been messaging me. I know this is a very controversial thing. She said, whether it's documentaries, books, you name it, I'm looking up everything and trying to keep my life super, super clean in terms of food, makeup, skincare, detergents, toothpaste, and getting all the toxins out of my life. She says that she's feeling better. And again, I just want to thank every single one of you who has messaged me, because this is a very, very strange road to go down. And there's not much research on it.
Yeah.
So I hope that you find something that helps.
I have one friend.
Even though it sucks that we don't have a kid.
Yeah, I have one friend that's been down that road, and it is not like, that is a very tough thing to go through, because there's just not many answers.
So bad.
Yeah, feel for her.
No, and it can like have such a huge range of symptoms.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Ryan Sutter has it too, and he was just like, it's like for him, it just felt debilitating.
Totally. It can cause a lot of damage.
So sad. I know. All right. Well, guys, Derek has been a fantastic co-host for me. We'd love to have you anytime that Ben has to step out, because you have such great insight into the show and you are so honest. And we, of course, always appreciate the unfiltered life.
I'm always sticking my foot in my mouth at some future point in time.
Well, that's what makes you interesting. And if we don't mess up, you know, if we don't say stupid things sometimes, then we're probably just boring.
Amen to that.
Anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, I've been Ashley.
I've been Derek.
Yay.
Did I get it right?
He did. Good job.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.